Hey, what's going on? It's D-World Podcast. And I'm chilling today. It's around going on 10:30. And I'm just feeling today to talk about some of the things I went through in my life. Goldsboro, North Carolina. I want to start my segment today by talking about probably the phases of my 8th grade year at Eastern Wayne Middle School before I transferred over and started high school at Eastern Wayne High School. Not to brag, but when we was in junior high, our team finished a whopping 14-0. We didn't lose one game in 8th grade, and we was the champs. Had guys like Adonis Smith on the team, which is a great point guard. Did his thing, followed by Tavarius Oates. It was a very, very good team. You know, I'm not going to go into the whole aspect of who was all on the team, but rest in peace to Greg Jones, which was a great player also. I miss you, Greg. You had a distinct personality and you had a great heart. You had a great, great, great family. And your brother's doing great things with pastoring and following up on the same thing that your dad installed in him. It's great to see it, man. I know you're living through them all. Rest in peace, brother. We had a great team. We had a big guy. He's about 6'7", John Sweeney. To this day, I would want to know how John Sweeney feels about me, because I don't think he liked me too much in junior high, because we played the same position and we had to share time with each other. And I don't know, but, you know, Coach Corbin played me a lot and we had a good year. And I'll just end it with that. It was a great time at Eastern Wayne Middle School. During this time of me remembering junior high, it was just like any other junior high. You had your jocks. You had your bullies. You had your nerds. You had your lower income students. And you had the rich kids. Obviously, at my school, we was near Seymour Johnson Air Force Base, so we had a lot of military kids at our school, mainly most of the kids from off the military base went to our junior high school, R. Greenwood, if I'm not mistaken. But we finished 14-0, and I had a great basketball season that year, and I never was very an outstanding student in academics, you know, and I just take that back to being the proper etiquette of doing homework and going home from school and studying, stuff like that, was really never doctrined into my home. Not taking anything away from my parents, but homework and stuff was always talked about. Did we do our homework and stuff? It was checked, but I always fell short of them tasks with homework and studying and preparing for the next day's activities at school. To this day, I know that I would have played in the NBA, hands down, with no problem, if I just academically was more sound and cared more for academics. On the level of how much I care for basketball. But getting back to Eastern Wayne Junior High, I knew that going over to the high school that we would be fine basketball-wise, because we had some athletes in my class. I mean, we really did. I mean, anybody that's listening to this podcast that went to school with me, that was even lucky to be the class of 97, know that we was filled with athletes. I mean, we have pro players that made it to the NBA. We have pro players that made it to the NFL. We have guys overseas. I mean, it was just a class of athletes. When I got over to the junior high, when I got over to the high school, I played on the ninth grade basketball team, which we still had a JV basketball team, which the team was already formulated pretty much. And we had Coach Bowman, who was the high school coach, and he basically coached the varsity and poured up some guys from time to time from the JV level. Ninth grade, I can't remember our record. I have to talk to some of the guys in ninth grade, Tavares Oates and some of those guys, but I don't remember my record, but we did okay. I'm not sure. I think I might have got MVP of the team. I'm not for sure, to be honest, but I don't have too much to say about that because it's kind of like I don't remember that much of ninth grade basketball. 10th grade, I was ineligible to play basketball, and it was a hurting year for me. ROTC at Eastern Wayne made me ineligible, and I knew that I could never allow this to happen again to myself, losing a whole year of basketball. So I transferred to Goldsboro High School, and I became a Cougar and left the Warriors from being over in that area of Wayne County and went over to Goldsboro to be coached by Charlie Stevens. And it was a very, very, very emotional roller coaster for me at Goldsboro. It was a very active school. There was a lot of fights. Very disciplinary type school with a lot of problems. But also, it was a very traditionalized school where Goldsboro had a rep to it. I mean, Michael Jordan, the greatest player of all time, knows about Goldsboro High School. He played in the Mid-Eastern 4A Conference at this time. I mean, we are a known school. We had a lot of athletes. We had a very good marching band. Very good football team. Standout Montrell Coley. A lot of athletes, like I told you, in my class of 97. 11th grade year, in the transition of moving over to another school, was very tough for me. I had moved with my dad, me and my brother, D-Mar, had left from my mom's surrounding and went over to my dad's house over on Hopkins Street over in Goldsboro, and we attended Goldsboro High School. Mr. Whitley was the principal, and him and my dad went to high school together, and rest in peace, Mr. Whitley. He was a great dude. Great dude. Thank you, Mr. Whitley, for everything. His wife was a cheerleading coach, Mrs. Whitley. Charlie Stevens. I promised on my podcast I wouldn't do no things to try to hurt anybody's reputations or anything like that, so I won't. Goldsboro, North Carolina, when I bring up the name Charlie Stevens, he coached me my 11th grade year, and he was a great coach to me. He showed a lot of interest in me, and he had a lot of hope for me is to be a great college player, possibly pro player. But Charlie Stevens had a couple issues that I just won't bring up during my 11th grade campaign. And it had nothing to do with him coaching us through the second round of the playoffs. Which I felt like we supposed to have been state champions. We had such a great team. It's hard to go into that year with without getting upset or getting emotional. We had Mark Harris, Jamel Bell, Ramondi, Charles Ellis, CJ Battle, Shannon. We had a team. We had a team. I mean, Goldsboro High School, 1996 campaign. I just don't understand how we didn't make it out. Became the champs. We had so much talent, the most talent in the state by far. Had issues at Goldsboro my 12th grade year. I went to Southern Wayne over in my Olive Dudley. And had an okay year. I was pretty much big news by this time. I had played AAU ball for the Carolina Warriors. Julius Peppers and Brendan Haywood played on my team. Antoine Scott, Paul Foster, you know, Craig Dawson. I don't know if I'm just mentioning his name. D. Tolliver, Tony Blue, Jermaine Peoples. Irvin Murray. All Wake Forest guys, Carolina, Furman. I played at Pitt, Pittsburgh University. Antoine Scott actually got a chance to go over with Dennis Rodman over to Korea on his tour. If you ever seen that on Netflix, the Dennis Rodman situation with Antoine Scott actually played on my team. We had a lot of guys. Julius Peppers still playing. Brendan Haywood's commentating now, played 14 years in the NBA. But going back to my 12th grade year, it was great. Was a Cougar. My 12th grade year was great. I was a Saint. I was being coached by Randy Tilly. He had an incident where he got caught with a DWI. He wasn't able to coach me for the DWI. I had to get coached by the football head coach, which is also a curse and hurt my chances in my 12th grade campaign. Not to take nothing against Coach Brawhurst, but he was a football coach, and Coach Tilly was one of the greatest coaches, rest in peace, Coach Tilly, in North Carolina history, and I didn't get a chance to get a whole season with him neither. So I had all these great coaches. Charlie Stevens was one of the greatest coaches in North Carolina history with a state championship ring in baseball, I think. My high school campaign, my academics was terrible. I barely graduated. Mr. Radford, thank you to this day for helping me walk across that stage for Southern Wayne. Thank you for all the extra things you did for me, all the extra tutors in the classroom help to help me walk across this stage. A lot of classmates wasn't happy about me walking across the stage. They feel like I had too many absentees and all of that. I know, Mr. Radford, that you had to fight off a lot of people talking crap about my situation with graduating, but you also knew that my grandma had died April 23rd of 97, and I wanted to quit school, and I wanted to leave everything in the world alone because I was just so depressed about my grandma dying in Philly and not wanting to come back to school. So I'm thankful. I'm so thankful for you, for Mr. Radford, for my principal at Southern Wayne, Eddie Radford. I'm so thankful. I just want you to always know that I'm so thankful for you and Coach Tilly for pushing me to go to college and to be able to go to junior college. And just to make a contrast, how much y'all care for me, the day that Jim Morris from Iowa Western in Council Bluffs, Iowa, came to visit upon me at the school, I was suspended from Southern Wayne for skipping school. And y'all still let me come up to the school, y'all let me meet with Jim Morris, and I ended up signing with that junior college, and my life has changed from there, and I had so many experiences through basketball, and I really appreciate everything y'all did for me over at Southern Wayne, and God blessings to that school, and for giving me some structure, and for making me understand a lot of things that I still didn't get, but I started getting the older I got. And like I said, I'm just very thankful that I made it out of high school, that I had a chance to graduate. I got real sick my 12th grade year. My grandma died my 12th grade year. Super Dave died my 12th grade year. I had a lot of issues going on my 12th grade year. So I want to thank God that you got me through that. And God blessings, man. And I always promised myself that I wouldn't get like this on my podcast, but it was just something so emotional that I had to talk about. Thank you for getting me out of Wayne County to get me into college and to continue on my dreams of making it to a Division I college. And thank you. Thank you again. This is a 15-minute segment so far, so I'm going to kind of like cut this one short and just leave this one at. I just broke down my high school experience on a real quick note. It was a lot of stories to that, a lot of friends to that, a lot of peer pressure things that happened in high school that I'll break down. But I just pretty much went through my junior high to high school basketball steps. I didn't talk about the accolades too much, none of that, but I just wanted to go through a brief history of my high school and my junior high. Now, I appreciate y'all listening to this podcast. Like I said, I'm going to give it to you all raw and everything for what it's worth and how I felt about the situations that I went through, about the people. I'm not holding back anything. You know what I'm saying? With my NBA guys, my NFL guys, my coaches that still coach NCAA basketball, I'm not biting my tongue on my podcast because this is real. This is D-World Life Podcast, and I appreciate you tuning in. And it's going to be real every time. And it's like one love to everybody that's listening to my pitfalls every day. And I can't wait till I get at y'all with my book, Pitfalls. And we gonna do this. It's just the live part. And just know that I'm here with y'all. I'm on my mental and motivational steps in life now. And I appreciate y'all listening to my podcast and my life and the world life. So let's go and stay strong. Love yourself more. And continue on. One love.